Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now we're going to visit with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm going to visit with a couple of folks. First off, we're going to grab Todd Pester, who is a senior manager with North American Seed Product Management. And Todd, obviously we were talking a little bit before we got on the air. You're a Minnesota guy, so you're familiar with probably with our, a lot of listeners' areas and the issues that they've had, and kind of based in that Minneapolis area, but obviously been in the northern end of the valley. And let's talk about Nutrien and just some of the things that you saw in our industry this year.
Yeah, hi, Eric. It's great to be with you today. As you mentioned, I do look after product management for corn and soybean for Nutrien Ag Solutions for North America. So I lead a team of product managers that work at that local level within region, picking that next class of products, you know, having a really good understanding of what the needs are in each region and making sure we got products that meet our customers' needs.
Yeah. You and I were talking a little bit about a challenging year. Maybe there's a better word. I don't know. But we faced everything this year, from heat to drought to coldness to, you know, some disease pressure starting to move along. So as far as Nutrien is concerned and your customers, though, successful year?
Yeah, I think, as we mentioned, Eric, right, probably a surprisingly good harvest, right? Yeah. You know, it started out pretty good conditions. Folks got in the field early, and then it turned cold and wet, and then it dried up again through the summer, and then we started getting some fall rains that the soybeans were able to take advantage of in most cases. Some of the corn had already passed, but, you know, as the combines rolled, people were really pleasantly surprised. And I think it just speaks to the advances we've been making in genetics in general across those two crops, that you kind of smooth out those peaks and valleys where maybe, you know, this kind of year event 20 years ago would have been pretty disastrous.
Echo those statements. In fact, we talked about this quite a bit, but even 2 years ago, and we had that really bad drought, might have even been 3 years now, but it was 2 years ago, and the thought process was, is if that were 10 years ago, most of the corn crop would have been dead. But just because of the advancements and the traits and just what they're able to endure now, not to say that we should want that, but we've gotten some really good, healthy crop numbers.
Yes, we have, and you know, I think they're scouring that soil profile for moisture and doing a better job of accessing that moisture. The challenge will be now, if we didn't get recharged, right, are we looking at 24 as being a dry year, you know, depending on what moisture we get this winter. And so that's all part of that seed decision that growers will have to make. And, you know, our local crop consultants are ready to work with them to make sure we get the right product on each field, regardless of their conditions.
And we're also getting different types of pressures, from tar spot to rootworm to several different things. Tar spot continues to grow north. Are you getting questions about that from growers?
We are. Tar spot's a relatively newer disease, right, the last 4 or 5 years, but it's pretty persistent. Actually, 2023 was down a little bit with the dry conditions. We didn't see the incidents that we've seen in the past, but I think it's here to stay. And we're continually evaluating new genetics and things that are going to provide that good level of resistance for our customers.
Remind folks for Nutrien, at least the bulk of Minnesota and the Dakotas, the different products. Obviously, we talk corn. What other products do you have in the line?
I'm sorry, specifically?
Like seed types, like, again, soybeans or wheat or anything along those.
Yeah, we're a full-service ag provider, and we have 8 different crops in our Dynagro brand specifically. So we're corn and soybean, sunflower, sorghum, sugar beet, and alfalfa. So we cover the spectrum there in the valley and your listening area.
For somebody that wants to find out more, maybe they're thinking about, maybe they used a seed, it just didn't perform for them very well, they want to do the research and find out more about Nutrien and what you guys have to offer. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, I think a good place to start, if they just want to get online and look at Nutrien.com, is a good place to start, and then drill down into DynagroSeed.com if they're looking for seed selections. And again, just reaching out that way, and there's, you know, they can find that local resource and get connected that way.
Anything that I missed that I should ask you before we go and turn it over?
I think just, you know, the traits and genetics that we're offering are second to none. And so you think of that, you know, the soybean crop in that valley area, IDC is always a big concern. We've got a couple of new products for 2024 that are showing really exciting, you know, resistance to IDC. So that's important. On the corn side, you mentioned corn rootworm and those there's a new trait called VT4 coming out that for that rotated acre, for it, you know, if you don't have heavy rootworm pressure, we're going to see significant yield increases from that, plus good durability.
Is there a good supply of those products? Because I've heard there might be a little bit of run on the traits that are, you know, able to deal with IDC or rootworm.
Yeah, some of those high demand traits, right? My best advice is to work early, right, to get that supply locked up. Yep, and so it's never too early to start planting that crop for 24.
All right. Again, we're still in the Nutrient Ag Solutions booth. We're visiting with Wade Kent. He is an agronomist with Nutrient and didn't have a chance much to visit with you yet, Wade. But I would say a challenging year might be the word.
Yeah, it was a challenging and interesting year. So starting out the season, everybody was kind of concerned about the drought. Had a wet spring that delayed growers getting in some places. And then all of a sudden at the end of the season, a lot of growers are pleasantly surprised with the yield. And so I think, I think we did a good job managing a lot of that stress. I think we did get some timely rains that we probably weren't expecting or understanding how much benefit they provided. But overall, a good year. It's just variable across the Corn Belt.
You are based in the Iowa area. How big of an area do you cover? You just cover that region, or are you more national?
I do cover all of North America. So, yeah.
That's a big territory. I do want to ask you a little bit more about Iowa, though, because they obviously have great corn crops, but they had a really bad windstorm again. It seems like midsummer. I don't know if they were in the area, but I was just kind of curious how their corn crops turned up down in that neck of the woods.
So it's actually quite variable across the state. For the most part, everybody had a good year. There was some wind up in the northwest part of the state, nowhere near the 2020 derecho, but there was some wind. But overall, I'd say the crop was good. Like I said, a lot of growers were pleasantly surprised with their yield, but some things we noticed, in the north central part, corn on corn was off a little more than what we were expecting compared to rotated acres. I think we lost the really hot August into September. We lost the top end in the soybeans.
Being a national agronomist, that's got to be hard, though, because the challenges are different. Like, here there's rain, here there's drought. Like Michigan, they couldn't shut the darn water off there. They got I think in the 2 weeks period of time this fall, they got 6 to 8 inches. But they weren't dry to begin with. So what is the biggest challenge you have as a national agronomist?
So I focus a lot on the precision ag and digital side and bringing agronomy together. So we do have to deal with a lot of different scenarios throughout the year. But we focus a lot on the precision data now that our growers are generating and that we're generating. That allows us to kind of build a history. So when we start to see some of those extremes, we know they're going to vary across the U.S. We can go back and look and really develop recommendations, understanding what likely is going to happen based on past issues.
I think the other part of it is that you're there for your customers, right? It gives how big of a staff do you run as an agronomist?
There's on the team that I work on, there's about 12 of us. So we all have kind of our different specialties.
Did they call you to come combine too? I'm just teasing.
If anybody's looking, I'm for hire.
Oh, boy. We'll get the phone number out there shortly. All right. Anything else before we let you go, whether it was a challenge or just a question?
No, I think overall, definitely moving into 2024, I'd say just to have a plan together, kind of know what you're going to have for seed ready to go. I'd definitely have a nitrogen plan put together, especially if you're split applying your N. But overall, I think, if we can recharge that soil, get some rain, I think, we're going to be set up for a pretty good 2024.
I would imagine your soil test, right?
100%. So always going to recommend that. We're actually moving into doing more with the soil biology. So we now offer a soil biology test. So not just the grid sampling or zone sampling, whatever you might do. Still going to recommend that. We want to make sure you got that balanced pH, good P and K levels, but the next step is unlocking that biological side of the soil and bringing those two together to really understand how your soil performs and, make it more resilient. So in these years of stress, we can really handle that better.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that. That was actually really interesting. Is that only for Nutrient customers?
Yeah. So if you are a Nutrient customer, you can participate in that. And it's a real simple process. If you're having soil samples pulled, it's just same thing. We just split a part of that sample off and send it in for this testing.
All right. We're at the Nutrient Ag Solutions booth. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk in just a moment.